Hey, this is Sylvester.
And Angel.
And this is Planet Dead Radio. So, it's been a while since we put something up, but we sat down with a special guest to watch Insidious, The Last Key.
My little sister, Arianne.
Anyway, please do not stalk or kidnap Arianne.
Oh my god.
As far as the news goes, writing news, horror news, and zombie news,
since our last podcast, Halloween comes out October 19th.
Yeah, there was a lot of exclusive photos of Halloween, and pretty pumped. And there was a great trailer. It picks up like right after the original, so it kind of overlooks all the other sequels. But I'm guessing they're gonna do it kind of like a Scream and Stab thing, where all the sequels were just movies based on the event. And it looks cool because Laurie looks like she's taking over the Dr. Loomis kind of role.
So yeah, that'd be interesting, since they're also pretending like Halloween 2 didn't happen.
Yeah, that's weird.
What if she was crazy?
Yeah, that's weird because like Halloween 2 picks up directly after Halloween 1. It's the same night. Yeah. And they just like, oh no, they're no longer siblings. We're scrapping all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, your whole world was a lie. Mm-hmm. Any other good horror news came out? Oh, well, Purge. I can't wait for the first Purge.
July 4th?
July 4th, first Purge is coming out. And, what, September 9th, the Purge TV show is coming out, which is flying underneath the radar. I don't hear anyone talking about it. But, zombie news, you can check out my blog for the exclusive Planet Dead Love Bite story. And on Instagram, I am doing a narration of Planet Dead, Get 'Em Up. And as far as other zombie news, Rick is leaving The Walking Dead. Shane is going to be there for one episode. Maggie's also leaving. And Michonne hasn't signed her contract yet. Crazy.
In other words, The Walking Dead should end this season.
Yep. All right, here's the show. All right, hey, this is Sylvester Barzi.
Angel Barzi.
And this is Planet Dead Radio. And today we have a special guest from the, what do you call it? The Tide Pod generation? Our little sister, Arianne. Say hi, Arianne, to the people.
Hi, guys.
She's home from school, from college.
Mm-hmm.
She's plays basketball.
All-star basketball player.
At Piedmont International University.
Why are you going to give all that information? What if they like, want to kidnap her or something?
Well, they already
like
got her name, so I'm pretty sure.
Her first name? We did. Okay.
But then they
you know what?
Contacted by being we're my
just,
sister.
We're just going to
get my information. See that I posted about her.
Anyway, so today we decided to check out Insidious, The Last Key. Now, before we even dive into this, Arianne, tell them what Insidious means. Arianne decided that Insidious means inside of us because that's how
it, she remembers how to spell it.
Yeah, which was better than the definition we saw. So, all right. So this movie, I guess, didn't get that many good reviews.
I heard terrible things about it.
Terrible things, but before, like, I don't know. I just think the whole Insidious franchise fell apart after they took the dad away and gave him to The Conjuring. Mm-hmm. And then they were just like, oh, we're gonna follow the old lady, and she's cool and everything, but like, how many prequels can you watch? I'm tired of prequels.
The movie wasn't terrible.
That was
but
the first words that came out her mouth when it was finished. She said, this movie is terrible.
They had their good parts. I was like, oh my god. But then the movie just fell off plot wise. Like, it was felt like it was three different stories in this one movie that they didn't know what to finish. So they're like, let me pick this here.
What would you rate it?
Out of five?
Yeah.
Two.
What would you rate it, Arion?
A 3.5.
Arion
loves the Insidious series.
And she's a little iffy when it comes to horror movies and movies in general. She likes to watch part two before she watches part one.
First of all.
Well, that's what you do.
Not all the time.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think... what did I give the other one?
3.5?
I'm going to give this a 2.5. I feel like it could have went straight to DVD. If it was on DVD, I think I wouldn't expect that much from it. But, okay. So, this is the point where we'll have spoilers. So, spoiler alert. Since last time, we didn't have that. And we just told everything that happened. So... you heard our ratings. If you ain't seen the movie and you don't trust us and you want to go watch it, now's time. Bye. All right. So, I like the concept that the original... okay. And the story starts off with you get to see what Annalise's backstory.
Yeah, when she was younger with her brother.
Apparently, she lived in this house that was close to a prison or not. I
those things, it's yeah. Multiple stories.
I feel like they didn't really dive too deep into that. Her dad was a prison guard, but apparently she sees the ghosts from the prisons, but whatever. So she gets punished by her dad by being thrown in the basement and being locked away. Oh, Aiden's joining us for the podcast, y'all. He woke up from his nap. Hey, buddy. Okay, so she gets locked in the basement. And then she hears
a little girl's voice.
Yeah, she hears this mysterious little girl's voice that tells her to get this key and unlock this door. Because, you know, that's what you do. That's what you do. You just listen to random voices that tell you to unlock doors.
When you can see ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Would you do that, Arion?
No.
Nope. Angel?
I wouldn't even look.
I'm not gonna lie, as a kid,
I'm
not.
Oh,
kidding.
Lord.
I'm not even gonna let them put me in the basement.
I would have sat by that door and just waited for him to come back.
You weren't breaking the door as a kid.
He put a padlock on it. What was you gonna do?
Cause something to beat the door down.
That means you would have to go down into the basement where that voice was.
And I would have ignored it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Arion is delusional and Angel would have let the demon in.
I probably would have been crying.
As you unlock the door.
I just would be crying at the stairs.
As soon as the demon says, I'll let you out the basement. Okay.
I would have wanted him to go after my dad. That's why.
Wow. Well, eventually, that's what happened. So she let the demon out. And shit goes to hell. Her mom ends up being killed by the demon, I guess. I guess he hung her.
Yeah.
And... then we fast forward to the future when she gets a call about a haunting from her house. Oh my god. It's in the house. So she decides that she has to go and help this dude who is the same actor from Black Donnelly's and Arrow.
You and this TV show.
Black Donnelly's is the best show on Netflix. Oh my. Go watch Black Donnelly.
I don't think it's on Netflix anymore.
Never mind. It's amazing. It is?
Black Donnelly or a movie?
Black Donnelly's is a TV show about these Irish brothers and their rise in the mafia. It was only one season.
Thank you.
Nobody asked you. All right. Where were we? Arion's ignoring us because she's watching the basketball game.
Who's playing tonight, Arion?
Mm-hmm.
Golden State and Houston.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I know nothing about basketball.
Yeah, I hope they hit one of the grand slams in the touchdown for you.
Shut up.
All right. Now, let's go. So, where was I? Okay, yeah. So, she has to... she's going through the house... seeing this, okay, is it'd be too much to explain, but here's the gist of it. The dude seeing this ghost happens to be the same ghost Annalise saw
the day that she ran away from home. Turns out, yeah, she wasn't a ghost. It wasn't a ghost. It was someone that her dad kept locked in the basement. Now, that was past. Present time, Annalise goes downstairs in the basement to see if she can find her brother's whistle, because this is important. Find her brother's whistle, and she sees a ghost. But guess what? It wasn't a ghost. It's someone that her client has locked up in the basement. So this all ties in together because Annalise let this demon out who seems hell-bent on locking women in basements and chaining them up.
And killing them.
Yeah. He has keys for fingers and, like, he touches things and there's sparks. So, like, Angel's theory is that he might have been a guard from the prison or draws energy from the prison, which makes a lot of sense. But the whole overall concept of it, the whole, like, twists and turns, it was nice at first. And then it was just kind of like, okay, so this is all because of Annalise. And then they tie it back in with the original Insidious. And my theory is because she opened up the door and she saw Dalton?
Yeah.
Dalton? Anyway, she saw the kid from part one. And she opened up the door that's connected to the spirit world, looked at him, and then she left. But she left the door open. So I think everything that happened in part one was because of Annalise. So basically, about two movies is just her cleaning up her mess. She's been fucking up from day one. And this is why she's not in The Conjuring.
But you know what gets me is some movies can do that. Some movies can do, at the end, you're like, oh my God, that was from the first movie. Like Annabelle. Annabelle, first one, was trash. Annabelle Creations was amazing. And the fact that they tied, oh, spoiler if you didn't know, but the fact that they're tied in together was, I thought was great.
I mean, of course they'd be tied in together. Of course they'd be tied in.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, the whole, this was the,
Yeah, two was the prequel to one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought that was great how they did that. But I didn't really care for it at the end of this one. Like, it would seem pointless. It seemed like something else that they just kind of threw in there. And I understand it's a prequel, but it just seemed pointless.
Well,
it's like something that they just threw in with the whole movie. They already had four other storylines going.
What do you think, Ariel?
She loved the movie. She has no...
What do you think? What do you think about the movie? Go on.
I think the movie is pretty good. I mean,
before we chose this movie, she wanted to watch Haunted House 2.
That movie is a pretty good movie and it's really funny.
And just let you know about her taste.
First of all, that movie is funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a pretty good movie. You know, we had a few pop-up scenes.
Oh, like the body in the... in the suitcase. Like, I liked how they tied it in with part one. I actually did like that. I also think that should mean that all these prequels is done and we should be moving forward because, like, I don't know. I'm just tired of the prequels. You already know the old lady dies, so there's no real suspense for anything that involves her. You know she's not gonna die. And it's always her having these epic showdowns in the, what is it? The beyond or the further, whatever she calls it. Yeah. So she's having these, and that was the first thing that pissed me off about the first sequel, or the first prequel. She, like, had this epic fight with the ghost, but in part one, she ends up getting strangled. I mean, if you know you could beat up the ghost on the other side and you could hurt them, why'd you let yourself get strangled? Like, matter of fact, if you know all this stuff that's about to happen, why did you even die in part one? Like, I don't know. I just think that's a big old plot hole. But I'm tired of the prequels. After seeing this, I don't even think I'm going to write any more prequels.
Yeah, prequels are becoming overplayed. Oh, it's thunder in here.
Oh, storms. Thunder and lightning. Yeah.
No, actually, I didn't.
Huh? What'd you say?
She said you saw the lightning.
It was okay. I saw some lightning.
Oh. I hear it's not really bad out there.
Ooh, maybe the power will go out and we'll tell ghost stories. Okay, so to dive back into the story, you also toss into the fact that, I remember she had a little brother, so when she ran away, she left her little brother with this infested house of ghosts and a demon that she unleashed.
And an abusive father.
And this demon who, I guess, was just like, thanks for letting me out. I'll let you grow up till you're 16 and never bother you again. Like, did it not talk to her this whole time?
Because we don't know anything about it. Because the movie's called Insidious, The Last Key. And we still don't have any idea about it.
And then she kept, when she found the body of the original person that her father killed, she found more bodies. But it didn't explain, like, if her father was on some murderous rampage, which could be true. But I'm just like, if your dad was keeping some chick down in the basement and just murdering people left and right and hiding bones in this big old vent, like, wouldn't you know? Like, I would feel like her brother should know. Like, is her brother also killing people? How come the demon didn't attach to him?
There's a lot about the brother. Yeah. I feel like there'd be another Insidious because his daughter had the same abilities as her, her aunt. So I feel like that's the backstory that they're going to.
That's the add-on. I feel like if they want to jump into the current time, we just found out that she has a niece that can do the same thing that she does. And this, the last key, is basically in the same year or time period as part one. So if they want to continue the franchise, don't know why, because The Conjuring's better, they can, by just focusing on her niece, who is in a romantic relationship with one of those nerdy dudes. So, I mean, that was pretty much the gist of it. Oh, yeah. Oh, her mom came, and with her little lantern of light, told the demon key man to leave her daughter alone, and threw him across into the further and saved them. So I'm just saying, if her mom was this powerful, why'd all these deaths happen in the first place? Why didn't her mom be like, leave my family alone? Like,
you see how unimportant that was? I completely blocked out that scene.
And then first of all, she's like, whatever I let through killed my mom, and da-da-da. Okay, sweetie, you can see ghosts. So, regardless of if your mom's dead or not, you can contact her. Yeah. So, why didn't you just, take it upon yourself to go find your mom? Like, there's just a whole bunch of questions that this movie left us with. I think we're going to watch another.
It's a movie night, so we're watching plenty of movies.
It's a movie night, so we're going to watch another. And
sister will be back after the game.
We might do another. Well, she's watching it on her phone, so she can stay here and watch a movie with us. So we might come back and do another podcast. Maybe. And just drop it off next week. But, we got some suggestions for movies to watch. And what was it?
If you have any more suggestions.
Oh, yeah. If you have any more suggestions, you could just leave it in the comments below. Or I assume they're below. There's never a place where comments are above. Rate us or whatever. I don't really care if you do. But the suggestion we got was the pretty thing that lives in the house. Is that what it's
called? Oh, yeah. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. So I've been meaning to check that out. So we're going to do that. And eventually we'll get to the remake of Day of the Dead. I'm putting it off because that's my favorite zombie movie, and I don't want to see it destroyed. All right. Huh.
Also, June 27th, Big Brother 20 premieres on CBS. So June 27th, we'll be having a podcast about Big Brother because this would be the first time Sylvester would see a season from my eyes because I watch the live feeds. I'm on Twitter. I do everything Big Brother related. My life is taken over by Big Brother. So this is the first time he'll be doing the same.
Power comes out July 1st.
And Power comes out July 1st.
My birthday July 6th.
And this, we've never seen an episode.
This is Planet Dead Radio. It's a horror podcast. Nobody cares about any of those things.
Well, it'd be Big Brother Horror Edition.
With some power.
To watch Power.
That's the problem.
And the next episode, I'll be finding new co-hosts. So, thanks for tuning in. And, you know, check out Insidious, The Last Key, or Inside of Us, The Last Key. And
are you really recommending this?
No, actually, no. Don't. You could skip it. Just
go watch it.
Just go watch Insidious 1 and 2. If you want to watch Insidious 1 or 2.
Yeah.
And if you want to watch a scary movie, go watch The Conjuring. Or the first
Terrifier.
Terrifier. Terrifier is good. Go watch Terrifier. I'm not even gonna lie. It's a good movie. All right. Later. Oh. Well, we'll sign out correctly. This is Sylvester Barzy and
Angel Barzy
with Planet Dead Radio. You want to say bye, Arion?
Bye.
All right. Bye. Yeah. Well, that was Inside of Us or Insidious, however you want to remember how to spell it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, we didn't like that. We didn't like that at all. But, the next show, what do you want to do? You want to do, what horror movie do you want to watch?
I don't know, but we'll do two horror movies.
Oh, we'll do two?
Yeah.
Oh, she's just throwing it out there. Didn't even discuss it with me. Okay, so we're going to do two horror movies. All right, I guess that's it. You know, as always, if you liked this podcast, please like and share it with your friends. Also, check out Angel's cosmetic company, Be Naturally Sweet, at BeNaturallySweet.com for all your bath bombs and sugar scrub needs.
And we want to thank Arion for joining us.
Yeah, we want to thank that MVP basketball player Arion for joining.
I'll state that she's the reason we watched the movie.
She's the reason we watched that trash movie. Mm-hmm. And
blame her.
You know, support Planet Dead. Check out Planet Dead on Amazon. You could also find it at my website at SylvesterBarzy.com. July 3rd through the 4th, there's going to be a big sale. You can get Planet Dead to Briggs Boys for free. So, you know, you don't even have to shell out that 99 cents. You can get it for free. And for all those who haven't checked out Planet Dead 1 and 2, from the 3rd to the 4th, it'll be 99 cents. So, here's your opportunity to grab it. Like, share, and review. All right, guys. This is Planet Dead Radio with Sylvester,
Angel,
and you guys have a great, great day. All right.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.